I think we are up to the third line from the top in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, I think that's what we're up to. Zokta Gemara. Rabbi Cohen, am I right? The third line from the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph? That's what I think we're up to. So the Gemara at this point has not proven the Shaila yet. It's very interesting because the Gemara next Shaila is going to end up proving this Shaila. But meanwhile, the Gemara did not prove that a person has to hear the Neder before he's Mefer. Or can he say, or he doesn't have to hear the Neder before he's Mefer. The Gemara tried to bring many Rayas, and the Gemara answered them all that it'll kick in when he hears it. The Rush learned retroactive, it'll kick in. So the Gemara at this point did not prove, does the person have to hear the Neder or not? We move to the next Shaila, and the Gemara is going to prove the next Shaila, and by proving the next Shaila, the Gemara will prove this Shaila. So the Gemara didn't prove it yet, but by proving the next Shaila, it's going to end up proving this Shaila. At least that's the way the Shaitim seem to learn. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is the one that asked the first Shaila. He now asks the second Shaila. Cheresh Mao Sheyeh for Lishtai. Person who can't hear, can he be made for his wife?
Right now it's something like Teiku, I should say.
No, it doesn't say Teiku.
Because of that's the riot to this thing.
No, it's not. Because Teiku is only said when the Gemara has a Shaila that doesn't try to prove. In my research, except for one case where you can argue, in my research, in my limited research, Teiku is said when the Gemara has a Shaila and doesn't even try to prove it. We have nothing to say about it. Once we try to prove it, even though we get out of the proof, the Gemara never says Teiku. So, this is not a Teiku. We didn't let it stand. We tried to prove it. Teiku means we have nothing to say. Leave it. Nothing to say, no Raya, no thing, no nothing. It's a good Shaila, we don't know. Do me a favor, watch now whenever you see a Teiku. We never tried to prove it.
I don't think there's one Teiku in this article.
There's Tiboyi.
Tiboyi.
Yeah, I know, that's the last thing you show me.
Well, what does that mean?
It doesn't say Teiku, it says Tiboyi instead.
Well, what does that mean?
Same thing, leave it Shver, same thing. Also, only said when there's no Zemta Varaya, see Zion Amid Allah. Vayi Rami Bar Chama. Cheresh Mao Shefer, Lishtai. Can a cheresh be mefer for his wife? Now, this is based on Imtim Tzolayim Rebal Mefer B'loy Shmiya. If you want to tell me a husband never has to hear it, he can be mefer without hearing it, which was the last Shaila, if you'll take that side. Mishum Debar Mishmahu, he's capable of hearing. Avo Cheresh Delab Bar Mishmahu, a cheresh is not capable of hearing, maybe that's worse. Why is it worse? Hainu Dereb Zera. Reb Zera says a rule. It's quoted widely in Shas. And the rule is called, Amar Reb Zera, Kalaroi Labila Ein Bila Makabizbay, Bechosha Ein Roi Labila Bila Makabizbay. What Reb Zera is talking about is the following case. The Mishnah says in Menachos that if you bring a mincha and you don't mix the oil and the flour, you're yaitza. That's what the Mishnah says. The Ferish of Mishnah Menachos. The Mishnah also says in Menachos that you're not allowed to bring a mincha that's a certain size, I'll tell you the size, 61 isarins in one keli with one lug of oil because it doesn't mix. Frank the Gemara, you just told me you don't have to mix the mincha, and then you tell me that I can't bring a certain size mincha because you can't mix it with oil. It's too much. But you don't have to mix it. So Rabbi Zaira says this famous rule. You don't have to mix it. But it has to be mixable. That's his rule. There are things that you have to do, the things you don't have to do, but they have to be doable. The Gemara wants to apply that maybe here. You don't have to hear the Neder, but you have to be capable of hearing a Neder. The Cheresh is incapable of hearing a Neder, so even though a husband doesn't have to hear, but maybe the Torah wants a husband who is capable of hearing. So that's the Shaila of Rabbi Bar Chama. If you hold that a husband does not have to hear the Neder, he can be made for a Neder without ever hearing it. How about a Cheresh who can never hear it? Is he also allowed to be made for the Darim? Or since he's not capable, Reb Zera's rule kicks in, which I read now. Kalaroi Labila, any mincha that's mixable, ain't Bila Makevitz, but you don't have to mix it. not ma'akev. Because she'ein roi lebila, and any micha that's not mixable, bila ma'akev is by, you do have to mix it. Maybe that's the pshat. I do ma, v'shama ishalai ma'akev. Or maybe, we don't even have to be, it doesn't even have to be hairable. Yes? No, again, it doesn't say that. Yeah, you're right. This is also maybe l'chatchila b'di'evet. The question is, does it apply here or not? Zok Rashi. Cheresh ma'al she'yavr l'ishtoy. B'cheresh the krokoi. Shemadabar v'ein ishameya. Now the Rush immediately says, we're not talking about a total cheresh. There are two kinds of charashim. There's a cheresh who doesn't hear and doesn't speak. He's not considered a bagas. By not being considered a bagas, he can't be made for nadar. We're talking about a cheresh that speaks. He just doesn't hear. He is a total bardas. Now, where does the pasuk say that you can use the word cheresh for not hearing, even though he can speak? A cheresh that the Rabbanon referred to in the Mishnayos as a cheresh, because he's not a bardas, he's not like a shaita. He just can't do it. I'm not sure what the Rush means by two things here. First he says he can't do it, and then he says because, and he's also a shaita. What's the also? The reason he can't do it is because he's like a shaita. So I'm not sure what the Rush is saying two things here for. Call a royal labila ain't bila my kevis boy. The parent kamenochas vanasachim. If somebody makes a mincha of 61 tenths of an eifah, which really means 6.1 eifah, he has to bring him in two separate vessels. It's too large of amount of a flour to get mixed in one keli. And the Gemara asks, the Mishnah says you don't have to mix. The royal abila binan. It has to be mixable. And in one keli, which won't be mixable at that size, then mixing is ma'akev.
Dr. Gemara Beiter. Just real quickly, like, why don't you say that by tefillin? Like, I can put on tefillin, but I didn't.
It's a very good question. Unbelievable question. But the Taisus explains that it's only said in certain cases. It's said in a case where it talks about why we say it. And I should give you the address. It's a Taisus that explains that you can't apply this rule whenever you want to. It's only applicable in certain cases. Where the Torah repeats it a number of times, but at the same time, the Torah never makes it a command. The Torah says, it never says, go ahead and do it. It always refers to the mincha that's mixed in oil. It doesn't say here a command, the husband has to hear. By tefillin, it says, you have to tie it on your hand. So therefore, that's a command. In commands, we don't say it. I forgot where the Taisus is. I think it's a Taisus in two places, but I remember for sure in one place that explains it's only by Bila, the Torah never said, mix your mincha. Never says it. It just says, bring oil and bring a mincha belulu b'shemen. Means the Torah refers to that the mincha is mixed. It never goes ahead and commands, mix your mincha. That's what Taisus says. It doesn't command the husband to hear his wife's neder. If he hears, this is what happens. It's a reference to something that happened, right? Not that something that he has to do. Therefore, over here, it's possible to apply Reb Zera. Yes? Makes no difference. Again, we're going to argue here. It's not okay. It's not a gayas. If the Torah would have written tefillin in a way that it's not a command, even though it's in the goof, we probably could have applied to Zera as well. It says shartob, it's a command. But it's immaterial, it's academic. Not that I don't like to argue about academic, but for sure not now. You get the same car and your yaitza, your netter, and the dove, or whatever else you wanted to bring. Loi bolol kosher. Absolutely.
Is it edible without saliva?
I don't know. Honestly, I'll tell you the truth. First of all, I'm not a Kayan, so I'm not even looking forward to eating this. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, I'll be standing outside far away. They won't let me come in, pierce dessert. And Avraham Cohen will be standing there waving to me from the inside, waving to me. I don't know if he'll wear his mask then because it might be Reboot Begadim, but he'll definitely be able to wave to me from the inside and I won't be able to get close to him.
Will it be the same distance
as
on Monday night?
Okay, Vaisa. Vaisa, thank you, Gemara. Amarava, Tashima, Vishama Isha, Prat Le'eshes Cheresh. Says the Shama Isha, the Brisa says it excludes Eishes Cheresh, the Perish, a Brisa. Shema Mina, that a Cheresh not. Now notice, this is a riot to the first Shaila. Why do we have to exclude Eishes Cheresh if the husband has the hair? Just say, Prat Lebal Shein and Shemaya. They never heard it. So by excluding Eishes Cheresh, the Brisa is teaching me two things. A Cheresh not, but a regular husband who could hear, yes.
Which cherish is it?
What can't hear?
The Rabbanan?
No, the cherish of the Torah. Vani ke cherish
loyashma. Kind of
again, in this Gemara, cherish means one thing. A guy who can't hear but could speak. Because if he can't hear and speak, he's a shaita. I don't have to exclude him.
So here, probably he's the Rabbanan one.
No, the Derisa one. The Drabbanan one is the one that can't do either. By the way, Drabbanan Derisa means how the Torah, what we call them, not the Halacha. A Cheresh Drabbanan means Drabbanan refers to him as a Cheresh. Cheresh Derisa means the Pasuk refers to him as a Cheresh. The Torah refers to one who can't hear. When the Torah says the word Cheresh in the Torah, it only refers to somebody who doesn't hear. We're not talking about halacha now, we're talking about word, translation, Webster, cheresh. In the scriptures, it means one who can hear. In rabbinic liturgy, it means one who can hear and one who can't speak. That's the two translations of Webster's. If the halacha is different, I'm not interested in the halacha now. Because we wanted to bring it on cheresh, because we had a second shaila. Because we'd have to bring it a second time. Because we have a new child of cheresh. I can't hear you.
I thought the rush did something different.
On this?
Yeah.
We haven't learned the rush yet. Dr. Rush, I'm a Rav Tashem Avishom of Bible Parish to cheresh. I'm sorry?
How do you learn from this
that
I'm there?
Let's see the rush. Go on to the Rav Tashem Avishom of Bible Parish to the Rabbi Barchama. Why didn't we bring this to prove the first shayla? The Dafke Eishes Cheresh means Kra. The Torah only excluded Eishes Cheresh. The La Bar Shmiyahu, who can't hear. So the Dil Matana Gufi Mesapka Le Benish the Alma. Okay, so the Rush doesn't say like the Ran. The Ran learns this proves the first shayla. By saying only Cheresh is excluded, it means somebody who can hear is not excluded. And the Rush says it doesn't prove the first shayla, because it could be the Brisa said Eishes Cheresh because he's sure about that, but he's not sure about a person who can hear whether he has the hair or not. So therefore, we didn't bring Ibo Yishmiyah, the Cheresh, the Pshitalei Nalkat. So you're right. The Rush learns it doesn't prove the first Shaila. The first Shaila remains a suffix. Either Brisa only excluded Eishes Cheresh, because that the Tana was sure about. He wasn't sure about a other person.
What is it?
Can a husband who hears have to hear the netter? That was the Shaila we had yesterday at the beginning of the Gemara. And the second Shaila is the husband can hear, can he be made for?
The
two separate shaylas.
Okay. Then the answer is just,
all
you know is the second one.
All we know for sure is the second one. The first one we still don't know. The Tana didn't exclude it because he didn't know. So he didn't say it. That's what the Rush learns. I'm sorry I said the Ran. This is what happens. I learned all the years with the Ran. And my mind is the Ran. The Ran learns and proves both shaylas. A new shayla. Two ladies made an eder, or two daughters, makes no difference. And he says, I'm made for both of you. Can he do that? What's the shayla? Isa davka ilav davka. It says, Johnny Isa. He cancels her. Is that saying one at a time? Or is that just Because usually we're talking about one. Can he cancel two at a time?
Same,
there it
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. Dr. Rush, Mao Mao, she ain't for the state of the what did the Mesapkali Ba'av the state of Nisav? I said Davka, the Sibim Yam Shmai Isha Yani Isa, either Shin and Davka Isa Belay Chavita, one by itself, or like the Shin and Hachi. So the Gemara, I'm a Ravina, it's a Machlaikis Tanoim.
Now, is this the war, I don't go ahead, I don't practice her hair, but it's the same thing with if one person has two Nidarna, and I want to make for with the same one. I'll say on both of your. This is great. This is like
years. Child four, the father can do all of them.
One. Right. I was going to say the same thing. That's called the Dharam that you said. What? According to one class of Gemara. If I had a child, I'd have learned that.
That's more common story, my case.
Yes.
Did you finish talking about the
Raisa?
I didn't.
Which one? The Cheres?
No, get a water of two similars.
I didn't read the Raisa. Tashema. The Mishnah says, I think it's a Mishnah. Might be a Raisa. Not sure. Any Maskin State Saitas Kachas. You cannot give two Saitas at the same time. Not two wives of the same person, but the two Saitas that are brought to the Mizveach. We don't deal with them one at the same time. We tell one, go to the waiting room and wait there till we finish this one. We don't have them there. Why? Each one gets strength from the other one. Meaning if one wants to admit that she did wrong and wants to back out, but seeing her friend not admit gives her strength to say, I'm not admitting either. Right? You draw strength from your friends. We don't want that. So therefore, only one at a time. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Leiman Hashem was that. That's not the reason. El Sigzeris Akasav, which means Shanam Rabbi Hishka Isa Levada. Tyra said Isa Levada. So it's Sigzeris Akasav. And Mamela, the same thing goes here. If when it says Yani Isa, is Isa mean itself? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Tanakama says no. There is a reason. Here, there's no reason you can't be made for two Nadarim at a time. Nobody's drawing strength from anybody. Dr. Rush. Amaskin Beisaitis Ka'akas. Can I finish the Rush? Amaskin Beisaitis Ka'akas. Amaviyam Lazara Beis Nashim Saitis Lashkaisim Beyagat. Nechaliba Gaz Bechavita. Nechavis Chavita because of the attachment, the closeness of her friend. Not that she knows her, but the fact that they're late Saitis, she won't admit. Shanam of Hishkaisa. The Hishka Mapit Hei. Will extend the Hishkaisa. Saita doesn't say the word Isa, but it says it was a mapik hay, which means give it to drink to her. But the shina v'loy Isa v'chavita. The lema booked to the tanoi, and we want to say that this is a machlekes tanoi. Yes.
I mean, what gives the right to give tamei hamitzvah?
It's a good question. This is Reb Shimon talking. Reb Shimon is Dairish time at the Kra. Shimon does this throughout the Torah. He builds halach. It doesn't say his name. But usually the one that argues the Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon. And he's always Dairish time in the crop. Builds halacha. Right? Prototype case. Lisakbet beged amana. Do not take a maskil from an amana. So Rabbi Shimon, only if she's poor. She's rich, you can. Because the Torah just doesn't want you to go back and forth there else. Torah never said that. Torah said Lisakbet beged amana. Rabbi Shimon says it's across the board. Rabbi Shimon says it depends on Svara.
I answered
the question. That's what I'm here for. I tried. Can't hear you.
What's the argument?
Can you give two? What is the reason? Mean might not Kamina. What the reason is that you're asking me, or are you asking what the argument is?
What's the argument?
Isa mean only her without a svara, or is it only her there because there's a svara that she gets strength from her friend? Yes.
An excellent question. What the Rav asked. If this is only a braisa, why not bring it right from the Mishnah?
I don't know.
The Mishnah is in Para that he says the Ein Motzin Shtei Paros Kachas, and that's reviewed over there. Says also the same drasha.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
The word
Isa there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. What happens to the word?
I see Isa Mechutz LeMachne V'Shagur Isa LeFamakhet.
getting is that the first one will admit or not admit?
Not admit. One sees the other not admitting, so instead of admitting, she goes along. That's how people do. They feed off each other.
Maybe she won't blow up. If she really wanted to drink it.
No, she wanted to admit. But since her friend's not admitting, she won't admit. Yes?
I think another way of understanding it, which is a bit different than yours, is there are many people who would rather die than be embarrassed about in front of someone they know.
I don't think you have to say that. One's innocent, one's guilty. The guilty one would have admitted, but the innocent one is holding her own. So she builds, she feeds off of that. I think it's just, it's a fact. It's nature. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. By Geras. Abba Geras. Sheshasa Yud Beis Chaydish. Now, we explained earlier that Shasa Yud Beis Chaydish means from when she became a Begaris. And again, the Gemara, I think, might go through it. The Amana Lama Jaim, and Amana after 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer Hayo Bai Lechaibim Zinisel Yafir. Rabbi Eliezer says, since her husband has to feed her, even though he never did chuppah, he's not an Asua, he gets total rights of Afara. Why? What? After the time he's supposed to marry her. By Amana, it's 30 days. By a Begaris, we explained earlier, it's a year after she becomes a Begaris. Right? But whatever it is, he gets rights of Afara. She never had chuppah. She's not his wife. Okay? There is no rush. So let's proceed into Gemara. Zog to Gemara. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer, or Mishnah, Rishayna, Amrut Averechad. Rabbi Eliezer and the first Mishnah said the same thing. Now, let me explain, give the background, and we'll learn this Mishnah. Biblically speaking, once a man, a kayan, is Mekadesh, a lady, she can eat truma. She's Kinyan Kaspai. He gave her money, he acquired her, no matter how he did the Kedushin. She's Kinyan Kaspai, and she can eat truma. Came along Drabanan, and they said she can't eat truma. They gave one of two reasons, either because she might feed her family, or because he might find a mum, and it'll invalidate the Kedushin. I mean, she ate truma illegally, right? He might marry her and find a mum. So they said no. At that point in time, Rabbanan said, so when the time comes to marry her, and he has to feed her, at that point she can eat truma. Now, according to the first reason, it's very simple. Once he has to feed her, she's not feeding she's not sharing it with her sisters, because he's making sure that he sends her the bare minimum. Enough for her to eat, not to share.
This is during
Eris. The time came to marry her. According to the Mandarma of Mumim, before he spends money, he sends his sister, do me a favor, go check my Kala out, if she has any Mumim. And therefore, he finds out that she's okay, he starts feeding her. So we have nothing to worry about. That was Mishnah Rishayna. The Mishnah Rishayna said that even though we rabbinically do not let an Arusa eat truma, but we allow it once he feeds her. Because the two reasons that we give, one or the other, that an Arusa can't eat truma, are no longer pertinent once he's feeding her. Came the Mishnah Rishayna and said no. She cannot eat truma till after chuppah. Why? So the Gemara says, because of mumim. Now, according to the Mandama that said mumim were not a factor till now, he holds, the pshat is he still might find the mum. According to the Mandama that said he sent his sister to check her out, his sister does superficial check. When he marries her, then he sees his wife, he might find something his sister didn't look for. So therefore, Chazal said, until after chuppah, no truma. That's the Mishnah in Ksubas. Now, notice that the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, said that once he feeds her, she can eat truma. That means feeding her changes halacha. Till he feeds her, she couldn't eat truma. After he feeds her, she can eat truma. So the Gemara wants to say, and the differences are very apparent, the Gemara wants to say that just like we see that when it reaches the time of marriage, we let him feed her truma, so the same thing, you give me mevor and adarim. The Gemara wants to equate the two halachas, even though, if you really think about it, they're totally different. And the Gemara is going to point that out. So that's what this Gemara is going to do. Yes?
If someone purchases a Hebrew slave, can they put it in the
door? No, because a Hebrew slave he doesn't own. It's an employee that can't quit, that's all. He purchases a Geisha slave, he can be made. Can he be made for the darb? It's a Mishnah Nazir. It's a Mishnah here too. I remember Nazir. There's a whole sugya about Nazir. About it's at the end of Nazir. I remember. I don't remember from the darb. That doesn't mean it's not here. I don't remember from the darb. I remember from Nazir.
I'm not here in that school.
It doesn't make a difference. It's not the guy here.
What was going on? Can a guy make a...
Not a guy. An Evan Kanani is not a guy.
You've got a good... Yeah, you're absolutely correct. So, but he's also in an intermediate state.
No, he's not.
He's obligated in the...
He's in the midst of a woman. He's not an intermediate. He's not going anywhere.
So you're saying he can't.
Okay. So, it's a Mishnah Nazir that talks about being made for...
I'm sorry, did you say as far as Evan Kanani?
You can eat from him.
Oh, I know that, yeah. That's clear. But as far as being made from the dorm.
It's a Mishnah Nazir, I don't remember the details.
Thank you.
Yes.
All the household of the coins need truma.
I don't know what you mean by household.
This guy and Behemoth.
Behemoth can eat those foods that are royal and macho
Behemoth. What I really want to know is about the mumim. In other words, who has no mumim?
The wife.
Only the wife?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to have a wife that has an invalidate. One second. It's not a halach and truma.
So what kind of wife he's marrying?
He's married to her.
Because he wants to make sure he's married.
Yeah, when he finds a mum, he goes to Beth and says, this is not who I want to get.
Okay.
And he cancels it and he gives it. That's nothing to do with Truma. Truma is a byproduct.
He's the only one that has to be...
He has to be satisfied. And he can't be satisfied till after Chuppah. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Mishnah began, Amarava. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar Mishnah Rishai number Davar Echad. Now we learn nice and Lipsula Yud Beit Chaydish. We give Lipsula 12 months, Lafanis Asma, to prepare herself for marriage. He give Yud Beit Chaydish, Echelos Mishaloi, Echelos Betruma. So we see that the time of feeding her, that's what he has to start feeding her, Echelos Mishaloi, he has to feed her, and she can eat Truma. Now, the Mishnah gets off on a tangent. That's not negaya us, but the Mishnah talks about it. Abel Hayavam ain't a machu b'truma. If her Aris dies, the Yavam can never feed her truma. Us is a shisha chadashim b'fnei abal, a shisha chadashim b'fnei Hayavam. Let's say her Aris died 6 months into the kedushin. Now 6 months later, the Yavam has got to produce. I feel a kulam b'fnei abal chasi yemechem. Even if it was 11 months and 28 days, or 28 and a half days, the RS was alive, and then he died. Almost ready to eat truma. And he lived one more day, she would have eaten truma. Aikulam b'fnei Hayavam, chasi yemechad. Was I right? It's another. Aikulam yemechad b'fnei Hayavam, chasi yemechad. Or he died the first day in Teresim. Ein nechalas b'truma. A Yavam can never feed truma. Even the truth is, even if she, according to Rashi Shita, which is Rashi, I think, seems to say here, even if she ate truma under her RS, he was past 12 months. He fed her. She ate truma. And then he died. She can't eat truma anymore until the Yavam does Yibum. Till he does Yibum, she's not his wife. And she's not considered like an Arusa to an Aris.
28 and a half days.
Not for a complete 12 months.
But then,
I just wanted to say, he'd been missing one day.
What, is it there?
Says, Aikulam b'fnei abal chasir
yemechad.
Everything's like that. Okay, right. Zoom Mishnah Rishayna. Forget it. Forget it. My 28 days. Delete.
You have to walk down the office to be chayev.
Right. Zoom Mishnah Rishayna. Bezin Shachreim Amru. Eina Isha Echelus Betruma Shitzkaras Luchofa. So the Gemara wants to say, Rabbi wants to say, that here we see a here you see the Mishnah Rishayna saying that having to feed her creates halacha. So the same thing here, having defeater makes Hataras Nadara. That's what the Gemara wants to say. What? Okay. Amar Abaya, no. Dumalayi. Atkan lekashmina mishna rishayin alo mecha b'truma drabana. Biblically, she eats truma right after Kedushin. It's a rabbinic worry. She might feed her sisters. We might find the mum. Biblically, there's no problem. We're dealing rabbinically. That's when the mishna rishayin said that feeding her obviates the reasons of not eating truma, and therefore she can eat truma. Abu Nadarim Darai Seim Eloi. Who's... I'm sorry? Yes, Kenyan Kaspai. Abu Nadarim Darai Seim Eloi. Now here comes the part that's probably the hardest part of this oven. The Abu Kanvay Nishamat later Rabbi Yezid Abu Nadarim. Who says Rabbi Yezid would agree to Mishnah Rishayna? Maybe she can't eat truma. But he can be made for Nadarim. Why? Because there are Pilchas Mishmei Darava, which we're going to come back to after I explain it now. It needs a lot of explanation. And this is a big Machloikis Vishayim. So let me just read it. Dharmaka Nadaris Hadaz Baili Nadaris. Again, I will translate it simply, even though it's very difficult what I'm going to say. That the reason a husband can be made for Nadarim is because when a woman makes a neder, she has in mind that her husband has the right of Afara. So over here, once he's feeding her, she has a mind that this is the guy that can be made for the netter. Who says that affects truma? Could be a special halacha by the darim. Because a woman, when she makes the netter, in the back of her mind is, oh, my husband can be made for the netter. I know that.
Therefore?
Again, let's leave the therefore to after we finish the rush. But let me just say this. I'll explain it without the therefore. That the Gemara is saying the darim is a special halacha. That the relationship between husband and wife that affects Nadarim kicks in at the time he starts feeding her. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. That the same reason a husband can be made for Nadarim is applicable already before that when he feeds her. Masha'enki, my truma, there's no reason that necessarily changes. So it could be Rabbi Eliezer would agree she doesn't eat truma. She can be made for Nadarim. That's a special reason, because it's similar to a married man when it comes to Nadarim. Only Nadarim, not anything else. So the Gemara is saying either way they don't compare. If you say Truma, doesn't mean Nadarim, because Truma is rabbinic and Nadarim is biblical. And if you say Nadarim, there's a special reason by Nadarim that only applies to Nadarim, doesn't apply to Truma. What is that special reason? Because the reason a husband can be made for a wife's Nadarim is because when the woman makes the netter, her husband's in her mind. And that kicks in as soon as he starts feeding her. Now, what that means, what I just told you, needs a lot of explanation. That's why I said it's the most difficult part of this. Let's see how the rush tries to explain it. And by the way, this is a Gemara that's going to be coming up again. It's mentioned a number of times, and it's a big machlekes rishayim how to understand it. Let's do the rush. Top of the Amud. Rabbi Eliezer Mishnah rishayim Adavar Echad. The chashav like iknusa mishasha chayvim zinisah. He considers her married as soon as he has to feed her. The rabbezer liyin afaras nadarim. The mishnah rishayna liyin achilas truma. The havi matzia lasuyim adetnan. It could have brought, instead of bringing this mishnah of nice and lipsula, it could have just said higiyas man v'loy nasu. Eichlas mishalai v'eichlas betruma. It could have brought a different mishnah that says she can eat truma. Ein hayab machu betruma. So the Rush, afilu higiyas man b'chaya abal. But the Rush says now is a machlokes rishayim. This is Rosh Hashita, and this is the Rosh Hashita. Even if she was eating truma already, the time came, her husband was feeding her truma, her aras, and then he died. Umeis ein hayab machila b'truma. Kedamina b'ksubas, kinyan kasper amarachmana, v'ay kinyan d'achavu. The Torah allows you to acquire, to eat, feed the one you acquired. This one is the brother's acquisition. Till he's miyabmer. Once he's miyabmer, it's his wife. But before Yibum, it's Shemeres Yavam, is not his wife.
Oh,
what?
Miyun
is only by Ketana that marries Midrabanan. We're dealing with a biblical wife. Chatsi Emechav Miyabam. Who had been Kulam if Neabau? What's bothering the Rush is all these cases is there weren't 12 months. Either it was 11 and some, or just one, or half. The Rosh said, my sheet is that even if all 12 months are from the Baal, she can't eat truma. So the Rosh went in, kulam if they have Baal. And she also said, chelus b'chaya Baal. Then she was eating already, and then it stops. Here we're saying she doesn't start. He picks cases of Ivama of which she never ate before. But Enokinami, even if she was eating already and then her Aris died, she stops eating Truma Toyibum.
Is there Machlokas or Shemiras Yavam with Kainishes? We hold the law, but some hold it Smamisha.
No, nobody kills her.
No one holds it?
Shadlitz should become a Zaina, things like that. She's become possible for Truma,
that?
No.
Oh, is there a Shura?
I don't think anybody says she's Chaim Misa. No, it's a love.
By the way,
the next Mishnah will say Beferis. That's only a love.
You know why I'm saying this?
I know. I honestly don't care. I mean, no.
But if it would have been.
You know what I mean? But it's not. Nobody says it's a Chaim Misa. Can I just finish the rush?
I meant Mimer.
Stay tuned. I ain't out of it, Alf. By the way, she can't eat Truma with Maimer, no. But we'll talk about an ain't out of it, Alf, because the Gemara is going to get involved, and then Yavam be made for the Dara as a Shemarish Yavam. We're not going to talk about Truma, we're going to talk about the Dara. And there, Maimer might be a factor. Stay tuned. Next Monday, Meretz Hashem. That's the Gemara right there. Dr. Rosh, I'll make up a Truma Drabanan. How about the Mishnah of Shaina? The Magos Man, Echelus Betruma, from the Lekeli Sur Drabana. The Dvar Tyra, Arusha, Echelus Betruma. Biblically speaking, she can eat it as Arusha, the king of Kasbi. Now, the Gaza Rabana, Mishum Simpun. Simpun means cancellation. He might find a mum that cancels the Kedushin. The word Simpun doesn't mean blemish. We translate it as blemish because in this case it's the blemish. But Simpun means cancellation. A receipt is called a Simpun, it cancels the star. Simple mean. He might pour her a cup of wine, and she'll give it to drink to her brother or sister. If biblically she's not married, who says that Mishnah and Truma would agree to the Dar? Now here comes the Rosh, the one that we're waiting for. The Baal made for Nidra Hishtai. That which the Torah says, that a husband can be made for Nidra Hishtai, from the Kibish Ishan is Zainus Mishal Baila, Ain in the Deres of Lefidaitai. Since she gets fed by him, therefore when she makes the Neder, she has her husband, her provider, in mind. It's as if she said, it's like every married woman built into her nedarim. She knows she has a provider. So the Torah is saying, every woman needs her provider. And therefore in her mind she said, if my provider doesn't want it, I don't want this to be a neder. Therefore, it's easier to consider her married to Afaras Nedarim, Cuban the designer's Mishalai. He's providing for her. Now, this is a very problematic thing. I will point out the problems. The solutions are much more difficult than the problem. Here we have a lady that's married. She makes a neder, a baal can be made for her. The Gemara is telling you that the svara for that is that in the back of her mind is that if my husband doesn't want, I don't mean the netter. But it's not true. Because the truth is, if he's made for her, it doesn't work retroactive. It only works in the minute he's made for her. That means the netter did count till now. If it would be a real condition, then as soon as he's made for her, she never wanted the netter. But it doesn't work that way. Hafara works from now and on. That means she makes a netter on Sunday, he hears about it on Tuesday, and he's made for her. Sunday, Monday, if she ate the wrong thing, she's Chayav Malkus. Now, if the basis of Afara is that it's a condition in the netter, so now the condition, the netter shouldn't work retroactive.
And no one holds it does.
No one holds it does. That's one problem. Second child, what if a woman says, I'm making a netter, I'll das Dr. Harris. Does Dr. Harris now get right of Afara? The Torah only gave husbands right of Afara. How about anybody else? That a woman says, I'm doing it al das. Is das? Does he now become the husband? because he said, Al-Das? So this is a very major tumult in the Rishayim, the second part. The Ramban holds that if a woman says, Al-Das, anybody, that person can cancel her nedesh. The Ran says, absolutely not. Only a husband can cancel her nedesh. But the Torah gave the husband power because it's like built-in Al-Das, whether she says it or not. But the first problem is still a problem. It's not a condition, because if it were a condition, it should be retroactive. The answer is the Torah said, since a woman wants to please her husband, because he provides for her, therefore the Torah gave him a right to cancel, not to make it a condition, but to cancel.
Well, that's from Shimon.
It doesn't say, it's a good point, but nobody said that, but you're making a good point. But therefore, once the time came that he provides for her, and he is the future husband, that's what you have to add, because he can't be Dr. Harris, nothing wrong with Dr. Harris, but Dr. Harris is not her husband, therefore the Ran holds it doesn't work. So here he's not her husband yet. Terry says he's her future husband, so it's included in the Chiddush HaTorah. Again, we will run into this as we go along in Masechta Nedarim. It's a very, very difficult point. Very difficult point.
What is simple? It's not a moment.
Simple means he finds a blemish that cancels the Kedusha.
What is that happening? But a Yomi can just cancel. Talking about a Yomi.
No, it's not.
Oh, the simple is not talking.
Talking about a husband. Aris.
Oh, I thought.
We brought the Yomi inside. I knew that would throw people off. Yomi is brought in as a side issue here because we're quoting the book. It's nothing to do with that.
What is the purpose of sending sister-in-law, if it's not Nogeya, it's just a temporary thing.
Okay, so again, the way the Gemara explained it in Masechta Ksuvos, that according to, remember, there's two Mandei Amrim. One Mandei Amrim says, women were never a factor according to Mishnah Rishayna. We weren't worried about them. By the way, most women don't have blemishes. So really, biblically, she can eat. And why should we worry about blemishes? The reason they were worried is because she might feed her family. Once he provides her with food, he's going to make sure she doesn't feed her family. That was Mishnah Rishayna. Came along Mishnah Akraina and said, but there are a minority of women that have blemishes, and we won't know that to after Chuppah. Therefore, we banned it to after Chuppah. Okay, one second. That's one Mandei Amrim. Let me finish. The other Mandei Amrim says we were always worried about blemishes. But there are two kinds of blemishes. The Gemara calls it chutz and pnim. More external and more internal. A sister might take an external look that covers a greater percentage. First of all, most women don't have any blemishes. And of the women that have blemishes, most of them are recognizable without a major check of all internal organs. Masha'in Cain, the husband, gets to see her as a wife, and therefore he might notice things that the sister wouldn't notice because when she checks her, she doesn't do that kind of a bedika. So at one point, we were concerned about mumim, but not for the small minority of that have the other kind of mumim. And then later, Chazal said we worry about that as well.
But you see, just, does the world over there talk about what the mum is?
It does, in the seventh parak of Ksuvos. The Mishnah.
I'd like to offer that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
It doesn't say beauty. It does not say beauty as a mum. Because you think your wife is ugly does not make that a mum.
I don't, but the point I'm saying is...
I didn't say you do.
But you said...
Your wife's listening to Shear, you know what I mean?
Yes, she's listening, and she's not happy right now. But the point I'm stressing is that a mum to one husband... Excuse me. There's certain things that bother...
The answer is, Chazal had a list of mumim that they recognized as mumim to invalidate Kedushin or to invalidate Ksuba. They recognize those as mumim. If a person comes with something that's not on that list, we say get a therapist.
Really?
Yes. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say therapist, but the Mishnah says we don't consider his. Because if not, if he doesn't like her because she burnt the chonk and he doesn't want to pay the Ksuba, he'll find that she has this, and that's a mum to me. No. A husband does not have a right to decide which is mumim. There's a list of mumim that the Mishnah lists that we accept. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. But if he does care, we accept that caring as a valid concern. You cannot make up your own list. Because if you do that, Anytime the husband gets sick of his wife, he finds a mum.
Technically, you can make up your own list before the
kedushin. That's your own thing, 100%. Before you kedushin, you can make up your own list. I don't think your wife would want to marry you if you give her a list of what she has to be, but that's between you and her.
But you could do that?
Before kedushin, you can make kedushin al tanai. I mean, we don't do that anymore, but in the time of the Mishnah, they did it, yeah.
The
Beinah
kind of means the same thing as
Salda.
When she does
the,
that,
only the garb that are Beinah, you can. It can be made for Inri Nefesh. Rabban she can make a Neder al Das anybody. And that person can now be made for in the garb. And then the only reason the Torah is that husband is because that's what a regular woman does at al Das. But if she says I'll die somebody else, you can be made for the dorm. And the Ran says, no way. Tyra is that husband. The Rush doesn't take sides in this. At least not yet. I haven't learned, I haven't prepared ahead, so I don't know what he's going to say about her. This comes up. This is a very difficult concept. We're dealing with a biblical halacha of a parish dorm. And we're saying it has to do with al das. So first of all, Rabbi Kol did make a point that we're giving time to the crop. Number one. Number two, the other point is that we're allowing this svara to affect the derisa. Now, Rabbanan disagree. The ones that argue in Rabbi Lezer. They said, no, you can't be made for the Dharm at this point of Mizainas. But they do agree to Aldas by the Nadaris. We'll see that later on. Yes, doctor. Call her brother or WhatsApp him that I found this and this and this.